Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiries.ie
on News Talk.
You may have heard news, and you will have heard from Alan Cantwell, the news of an attack in Australia. It's Westfield Bondi Junction. There have been reports indicating that there are six dead, including the attacker responsible, multiple people in critical condition. I'm joined by Oliver Peterson, who is a broadcaster with 6PR Live. Good morning, Oliver.
Anton, hello. Yes, that's what's happened 3 hours ago now in Sydney. Bondi Junction, Westfield, would be one of the busiest shopping centres in Sydney. 3:20 in the afternoon on Saturday in New South Wales school holidays, the place was absolutely packed. And this is a huge shopping centre. It goes on for kilometres. It's a 4 or 5 stories, big food court, every shop under the sun that you could imagine, movie theatres. So just painting the picture for our listeners, this is a hustle and bustle Saturday afternoon, school holidays in New South Wales and Sydney, one of our busiest shopping centres. And a man's entered that shopping centre with what looks like a 12-inch knife. It's huge. And he's running around in an Australian Rugby League Kangaroos jersey, randomly stabbing people, not knowing which way they're going to turn, not knowing which way they're going to run. And it's just bizarre who he has targeted. You mentioned there he stabbed 9 people that we know of, including 1 9-month-old baby that was in a pram, which you just can't really believe, a helpless, effortless little baby that's been stabbed. And we just had confirmed from New South Wales Police, I was watching the press conference, 5 people have died as a result of his stab wounds. And a police officer who was on the scene, an inspector, she asked the man to put down the weapon. He didn't. She fired 1 shot, and that shot hit the man in the chest. He is dead tonight. We don't know the motivation. We don't know why he was in the shopping centre. We don't know why or who he was trying to target or attack or what this has been motivated by. But I can tell you now, it's terrifying. It's frightening that this could happen in Sydney, Australia, which has got some of the toughest gun laws in the entire world. Obviously, it's a knife, but we don't see this sort of stuff on our side of the world ever.
You talk about the horror of the attack and the horrific nature of the attack. What has the reaction been? I assume people are stunned and horrified.
Absolutely. It's just been wall to wall on television and on talkback radio throughout the afternoon that the random nature of this was such that people did not know where to turn. They may have been in a shop, just simply in a supermarket or buying some clothes, and all of a sudden this person's going from floor to floor randomly attacking people, and they didn't know that emergency message was also not broadcast. So they did not know about the horror that was potentially before their eyes and who he was going to attack. A lot of this vision, of course, captured by people on their mobile phones, has now been uploaded to social media. And you can see there's a brave good Samaritan who is confronting this man as he's trying to get up an escalator with this big knife. This other man standing at the top of the escalator with a bollard, just standing there, looking at him in the eyes, as if to say, if you come any closer, I'm throwing this bollard at you. But in about 5 metres away, you can see a lady with a pram wheeling that pram into a shop, and they're trying to shut that shop door shut as quickly as possible. So you can just imagine the chaos and the carnage that's occurred in Sydney just in the last 3 hours. As we talk, there's still so many police around there. The shopping centre is going to be closed for days. It's a crime scene. But there are also hundreds of people who have evacuated that shopping centre who can't get home, who may have decided to leave their handbags or their shopping in the shopping centre. They don't have access to their cars. They're now obviously trying to get home, which is obviously a side issue compared to what they were confronting. But it has just sent everything into a spin.
Oliver, thank you very much for that report. That's Oliver Peterson, who is broadcaster with 6PR Live in Sydney, and that reporting there on that attack in Westfield Bondi Junction. And again, there are 6 dead, including the attacker, is what we have from Oliver.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiries.ie
on News Talk.